know that in those days when you are in 8th grade, you will be just as high as the 12th grade. So I think I'm well off with 8th grade. Time went on in my days when I was a girl. I worked here and there for my living. My folks had a few stock to run. Sometime I used to herd sheep. And I used to weave good rugs in these days. Rug was the only thing that we Navajo used to have for our money. In the whole reservation, I think we made millions of rugs that is now covering the world. Rug is all made out of wool, nothing but wool. The warp is wool, and the weaving part is wool. So it's all made out of wool. So I want to say that in these days, in hardship days, they had different ways of living. And I went along until I was about little better than 19, about around the 20 years old. And then I went on further on. And I got married and went into a family business. My old man was the only one that was working. I kept house, weave rugs, took care of the housing, and took care of the sheep, and took care of the children. But still, I want to think further on. I worked very hard for my living. I was a very good educated too. So while I was at home, I decided to think about what I could do in my future life. I thought, I want to learn how to talk in chapter houses. Sometime I used to be alone in my house and start to stand on front of some tables and chairs, start to say my story or something I want to say. I keep on doing that and finally I got used to it. One day there was a meeting going on at Crown Point area. I made up my mind to say a little word, what I think it would be right. If it is right, I thought I could keep it up. So during the time of Crown Point meeting one time. And when I entered the meeting there, I decided to make up something to the for my speech. And I was thinking what I could talk about and what I could ask. Somewhere rather, I thought I could ask about the Wingate land, the place where we are now living. I want to ask for some details about how it is running around our area, how long we're going to use it. This is what I had in mind. The meeting was on. There was quite a few people, but I was not scared at all. So the meeting started. And I keep on trying in my heart. I want to raise my hand, but something kept me back for a long time. Finally, I started shaking. Every time I wanted to raise my hand, I shook. And then there was one of the leader members walking in the hall. And I thought, so I made up my mind to ask him to make a note of it and say that I want to say a word. And he says, all right, I'll do that. So then he went and wrote my name down, I think. For another few minutes, I was called up. I was called up from the back. Everybody was looking at me. Whole crowd. And I have said my saying of where I'm from and what claim I am and all those things that I have introduced myself, where I'm from. And first I started to tell that I was learning how to speak first. I told all the story of what I have done in the past time. I made mostly everybody laugh. So I kept that up and I asked about the window Fort Wingate at the Yan Bato, where we are. Where we are now living. I asked the superintendent that how it was being translated to the Navajos, and he told me that the tribal people bought it from Wingate Department, the Army Department, and it belongs to the Navajo from this side of the railroad. From the other side of the railroad, it belongs to the Army Department from Wingate. So the line was made by the rural line. So it made it a lot better for me to start off. And my question was answered, that the railroad from this side of the railroad belongs to the Navajo tribe and belongs to the Indian. So that was one first question that I had. From there on, the meeting was still on and I had another chance. I wanted to ask about some water problem. So, which I did, that this time I raised my hand up and my chance was given to me again. And I asked that if there would be any water being drilled for us. In these days, school was just getting ready for different part of the country, boarding schools. So they told me that there was a boarding school be at Nahayanbato, which would belong to the Navajo people. And the water well will be drilled right by the school, which the Navajo people will be using. So here I have asked two questions about Ayanbato, and here's where I started. Finally, I keep on adding every little thing, making it better and better, until I was elected as a chapter member. I was a vice chairman in that first day of election of the chapter officer. I was in the seat for 4 years. Then 4 years, there was another member run against me. This time, I lost out of the vice chairman. And then I was elected for the secretary again. There was another man run against me, and I won for the secretary. So I was re-elected for the secretary, and they replaced my vice chairman. So I was secretary from there on for quite a number of years, another 4 years. I was doing pretty good. I was re-elected again in the next coming year, 4 years. And I won for the chapter president. I was the leader of the chapter then. From there, I thought I will talk and try to get my people something done. So I went and I was in the chapter officer now. There was a president of the chapter. I have worked it hard to build some houses around Ayanbato area. I didn't mind keep going for my people. I liked it the way it is, it was running. So from there on, the school, day school program was built, and then all the people like it.